This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As more police departments around the United States continue to review and revamp policies and crack down what's deemed abuse by officers in the wake of the death of George Floyd and subsequent protest, the Atlanta officer who fatally shot Rashard Brooks in the back after the fleeing man pointed a stun gun in his direction has been charged with a felony murder and 10 other crimes. Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard made the announcement about Garrett Rolfe during a news conference Wednesday. Howard said Rolfe kicked Brooks while he lay on the ground and that the officer with him stood on Brooks' shoulder as he struggled for life Friday. Rolfe had already been fired after he fatally shot the 27-year-old Brooks. The other officer, Devin Brosnan, has been charged with aggravated assault and other crimes. A dramatic shift has taken place in the nation's opinions on policing and race, as a new poll finds that more Americans today than 5 years ago believe police brutality is a very serious problem that too often goes undisciplined and unequally targets Black Americans. The poll by the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs Research finds that about half of American adults now say that police violence against the public is a very or extremely serious problem. Only about 3 in 10 said the same in July of 2015. More than 448,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19, more than 117,000 in the United States. Worldwide, the number of confirmed infections is well above 8.3 million and exceeds 2.1 million in the U.S. Latin America continues to see an explosion in COVID-19 cases, with Brazil being the epicenter and having the second highest number of deaths and infections globally. This is VOA News.